Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavalaba Gidibadadhari Gopi Janavalaba Gidibadadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janabalaba Giribadadhari Gopi Janabalaba Giribadadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janabalaba Giribadadhari Gopi Janabalaba Giribadadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Go Premanandi Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajaka Charja Ashutarasata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Samstapaka Charja BBT Samstapaka Charja His Ever-Loving Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Grantaraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Samabeda Bhaktivinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Kaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Om Ajnanatimidandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutadehi Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Mukam karurivachalam pangam langayate girim yat kripa tamaham bande shigurun dinataranam namasreshtamanum api sati putram atrasurupam rupam tasyagrajim udupurim maturim goshtavatim radha kundam girivadamoho radhika madhavasam Prapto yasya patita kripiyo shigurun tannatosmi Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvedam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin iti namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Prachadane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Matsamo Nasti Papatma Napadadi Nakaschana Pari Hare Pilajjame Kimbruve Purushottama Yuvatinam Tata Yuni Yunam Cha Yavatao Yata Mano Bidabite Tadvam Mano Me Ramatam Twayi Bhumau Skalita Padanam Bhumireva Balambanam Twayi Jata Padadanam Twam Meva Sharanam Prabho Govinda Vallabhe Radhe Pratyetamaham Sada Tudiyam Iti Janatu Govindo Mam Twayasaha Radhe Vrindavanadishe Karuna Mritavahini Kripaya Tapapadabja Dasyam Mayam Pradiyatam Hantayam Adulabala Haridasya Varyo Yad Ramakrishna Charanas Parashap Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayo Yat Pani Yasu Yavasakandana Kandamodahai Hare Krishna.
I'd like to thank the management of the temple for not giving up on me, and especially for Vaishnav Das, if he's listening, for coaxing me out of my seclusion or whatever. It's been a long time since I sat on this seat, 15 years. Yeah. 94 was the last time. So I'm feeling a little overwhelmed at the moment. Don't mind. Hare Krishna. So nice to see all of you worshipping Srila Prabhupada so nicely. Nice kirtan. So today is the day that Lord Chaitanya took his followers to the Gundicha temple to cleanse it. By his example, he showed us how important cleanliness is. It's a long pastime, and there's many things to discuss, and I don't want to go and use too much time of your valuable time. But I wanted to focus on one aspect of this pastime for our edification, for our enlightenment, hopefully for our progressive spiritual lives. Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleansed the Gundicha temple with his own cloth, with his own hand, as an example. That precept is not enough. And there must be example. An example means activity. Example means the external activity. Some of us have been around and chanting Hare Krishna and trying to be devotees for a long time, 36 to 40 years now. And it's only natural that we want to go forward in our spiritual lives. We want to awaken our desire for attaining perfection. We want to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. We want to join the Brijvasis in Goloka Vrindavan. We want to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitadweep, to participate in their pastimes. But there's a way to do that. There's a way to do that, to progress in what Srila Prabhupada called a natural and special way. By natural, he means we must take the standard way, the standard process given to us by the acharyas. And you know, Rupa Goswami, in those famous verses which describe how we're supposed to behave as we enter into spontaneous devotional service, there's one very important verse where he describes that externally, the devotee, advanced devotee, acts one way, and internally he acts another way. Externally, he acts like a neophyte. And internally, he serves Krishna as he desires in Vrindavan, in a certain relationship. So there's a very important reason why Rupa Goswami gave this instruction that externally we should act as neophytes even when we're advanced. Because it keeps the lid on, so to speak, the volcano of our hearts. We're in this world. When we perform devotional service, we're not of the world. But at the same time, we're in the world. I doubt if when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, you'll see all of the, you know, Toyota Innovas and all the other various things that come into this environment to bring us in and out and all the things that come with it. Therefore, in the 12 years that Srila Prabhupada was with us, he spoke the basics again and again and again and again, and he never stopped in 12 years. Because we're living in the spiritual world here especially, but we're within the confines of the material universe at the same time. There's a verse that describes how when you place a jewel on a dark velvet background, black or blue, the facets of the jewel come out very strong, very beautiful. All the jewel wallows, that's the way they display there. But if they were to put the jewel on a background which was very busy with different colors and different, you know, then it fades into the backdrop and you can't see the facets of the jewel as well. And in that way, this Boma Vrindavan is described to be, and Krishna's Leela within this Boma Vrindavan is described to be, because it's set in the material energy, even more special. And at the same time, when the Vaikuntha Dutas were instructing Gopakumar in the second part of Riya Bhagavatamrita, they made the point that the devotees, even though they realize they're in the spiritual world here in Goloka Vrindavan or wherever they are chanting and remembering the glories of the Lord, that place becomes Vrindavan, none different. And that way the devotee carries Vrindavan with him and creates that atmosphere wherever he goes. Still, the devotees give special reference and deference to the spiritual world. And they want to go there. Because there, Krishna is always present in his original form and always exchanging loving pastimes with his devotees in a wonderful way. Most wonderful way. And there are only extraordinary associates and devotees. There's no other elements. Now we're trying to propagate Krishna consciousness in the Kali Yuga. Very difficult task. The age of quarrel and dissension, a discontent, and so on and so forth. And as a result, our minds and our hearts have those propensities. And just as we walk through the world, and as we go from one place to another, as we do our normal daily duties, we come in contact with so many elements. And the tendency to become again covered, or to again influenced, or again lose that purity that we need of the heart to want to go to Krishna only, exclusively, is very strong. It's very powerful. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada would emphasize the basics of Krishna consciousness again and again. One time in 1974 or 76 in Los Angeles, he was giving a lecture. And you know, when Srila Prabhupada finished his lectures, everyone knew when it was going to finish. Why? Somebody know? Can guess? Yes. Thank you very much. As soon as he said thank, you know, everybody knew what was going to happen. And the whole temple room would just burst into enthusiastic, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And even the little children, they would get caught up in it. They would go, Jai Prabhupada, you know. It was like that. If you listen to the tapes regularly and carefully, you'll note that. Such a tremendous burst of enthusiasm after Srila Prabhupada spoke. Huh? So, just before he said thank you very much, he looked out at the devotees and he said, why is it that you're coming to hear me speak every day? Day after day. And basically I'm telling you the same thing. And when you listen to Prabhupada's tapes carefully, you'll see he's saying the same thing, day in and day out. A little different angle of vision, a little different examples, but basically, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are His eternal servants. So he said, how is it? I'm saying the same thing every day, and you're coming every day, and not only that, but you're so enthusiastic after I finish speaking. How is that? And we all looked out at him, you know, with our usual blank stares. He always asked the question that nobody seemed to be able to answer. And then he said, it's because you have ruchi. It's because you have ruchi. Now this is very interesting, isn't it? Because normally when we get into the science of devotional service and we start to understand the different levels of advancement and analyze them as we're going in progress, ruchi comes, what? After nishta. You know? So ruchi is an advanced stage of devotional service. So what did Prabhupada mean by this? He meant that when devotees like to hear about Krishna, and not just one particular thing about Krishna, when devotees like to hear about Krishna, anything about Krishna, anything that's connected to Krishna, they become enthusiastic, they become happy. This is the test of ruchi. You know, when we were kids, we had to learn the arithmetic tables. Do you remember? Addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication. Here I am with so many people from so many parts of the world, so many different ages, and if I say, what's 9 times 9? 81. Everybody, immediately, 81. What's 6 times 6? 36. 7 times 7? 49. 5 times 5 is 25. Etc., etc., etc. You got it? Never mind where you're from. Never mind who you are. Never mind, you know, what social status you're in. Never mind anything. When you go to math class in the very beginning, you've got to drill those things to the point where you just know it like it's part of you. It becomes part of you. And then what? You take it with you. You don't leave it behind when you go to algebra. Then you can solve your problems. At first, it's just rote memorization. But then when it goes deep and you understand it and you've actually assimilated it completely, then when it comes time for you to learn the other more sophisticated, you know, forms of mathematics that can actually help solve your problems, you know, you can do it. So Lord Chaitanya on this day, he's teaching us in this Gundicha March how to clean the Lord's temple so that it is fresh and pure, so the Lord can sit down comfortably and be comfortable. They say cleanliness is next to godliness, isn't it? Without being clean, it's not possible to think of Krishna. And then there's the internal cleanliness. And this is what we want to talk about today. The internal cleanliness. The internal cleanliness and the external cleanliness, they're connected together. They're intimately related. We can't actually be clean outside unless we're clean inside. Not really. Of course, it's possible to do it just as a show, to make an impression on people and to do your business and whatever. But we're talking about devotional service and devotional life and how important this cleanliness is. So Lord Chaitanya, he cleaned and he cleaned and he was scraping and pruning and washing and collecting every little piece of dirt and dust and grain of sand. And all of his devotees followed him and did the same thing. And as the acharya, what did he do? He made a pile of what he collected, and all the devotees put the pile of what they all collected together, and his pile was bigger. His pile was bigger. So he knew what he was doing. He knew how to clean on the highest level. And then it's described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that he cleaned again. This means we have to keep cleaning. At every moment in our lives, in every moment, we have an opportunity to choose sense gratification or devotional service. That choice is given to those who are in knowledge. Factual knowledge. Tattvavittu mahabaho. Guna karma vibhaga yo guna guna shivartanta iti matvanda sajjate. There, here Krishna in the Gita is telling us that those who are actually in knowledge, they know the difference between devotional service and sense gratification, and they choose devotional service. But that choice is an ongoing choice, and therefore Lord Chaitanya kept cleaning. He kept cleaning. He kept cleaning. And then what? When he finished cleaning the inside, then he cleaned the road outside. And he kept cleaning further and further outwards so no dust could get back in. This is the process of devotional service. And the internal purification means to become free from pride and illusion, and envy, and greed, and lust, and anger, and illusion, violence, puja, pratishta, the desire for to be worshipped, the desire for distinction, profit, adoration, desire to be special. All these things are in the heart, like those grains of dust, huh? And straw and sand that was in the Gundicha temple before Lord Chaitanya started to clean. This is the purpose of the Hare Krishna mantra. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Dharpana Marjanam means to clean the mandap, to cleanse the mandap of the heart. So, in honor of this day, I want to read to you a very, very important and significant purport. It's a paraphrase of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada often quotes and uses. Emata puradhara agipatta yata sakala shuddhilata kevanibekata. Outside the gateway of the temple, outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed. As we advance in devotional service, we realize more and more that everything belongs to Krishna. When we're neophytes, we take very good care of the deity, but not anything outside of the deity room. We're very careful in our dealings with Krishna, but we're not so careful in our dealings with others, even other Vaishnavas. As we advance, we may take that same care in relationship to our spiritual master. And as we advance a little further, we may offer proper respect to the deity and our spiritual master and the close associates of the spiritual master. Like that, our ability to give proper respect, to take care, expands eventually to the highest platform in which we give that respect to everyone, every living being. Then all the grains and dust and everything are out of the heart. Until you come to that platform, you should know that those dust and grains are still there. And those of us who live in India, who live closer to the elements than in the West, where there's so much, you know, glass and internal environmental arrangements so that everything stays the same and the dust is kept out, and, you know, central heating and central cooling and central this and central that, air purification systems and such, high technology. But here, you know, we live more close to the elements, so when you clean, then 5 seconds later, there's more dust there. You see? So, this is the point that's being made. We have to continue to clean. We should not think it's pride that keeps us from doing this. Now I'm a devotee. Now I'm so many years a devotee. Now I know Bhagavad Gita shlokas. Now I passed my Bhakti Shastra test. Now I'm leader. I'm this, that. And we forget. We forget to take care. We forget to apply continuously the instructions in the Gita to ourselves. We're too busy looking at others and seeing how others are doing or not doing. We don't look at ourselves and see that dirt and that dust and how it tends to come back in. Or as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described to Rupa Goswami, the weeds that grow up around the creeper of devotion. Same principle. When the creeper is just growing, beginning, and the weed is just beginning, it looks the same. It takes an expert gardener to go into a garden where there's new plants of all varieties and tell the difference between the weeds and the plant. Expert you have to be. But pride enters, and we forget how expert you have to be. Or we think, now we're expert enough. And we don't hear from our superiors. We don't try. We don't keep trying to avoid offenses. The effort to avoid offenses is extremely important. It's not that, you know, everything comes automatically. It does. It does. Nama parada yuktam nama meva ayam aham agam. This Hare Krishna mantra is for offenders also. Because if they keep chanting, even if they're offenders, if they keep chanting, and that's the string attached, you have to keep chanting, you can't stop. But if you do, eventually the chanting will purify the offenses. Because it's Krishna. It's the nature of Krishna. But if we don't try, as Chaitanya Charitamrita says, ourselves, if we don't make an individual effort, then it'll take us millions of births. The verse is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It will take millions of births. You can chant Hare Krishna for millions of births and not get the desired perfection unless you try. This is the point that's being emphasized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this pastime of Gundicha Marg, cleaning of the Gundicha temple. And no one could tell exactly how this was done. This is important. I'll read the whole verse. Outside the gateway to the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. You can't see in the heart of other people. Therefore, we should be careful. We should be very careful when it comes to our interactions with Vaishnavas, with other Vaishnavas, no matter who they are. Whether they're neophyte or intermediate, uttam, makes no difference. We should be very careful in our dealings with everyone. In the Upadeshamrita, there is a little paragraph in which Prabhupada, in his purport, summarizes very briefly the three stages and how to recognize a person in the stages. And it's not what's inside. He doesn't say what's inside. He says, if one is seen to be chanting Hare Krishna, he's to be offered respect within the heart. He's a Vaishnava. He said this to the Kurma Brahman also, when the Kurma Brahman asked him, when he wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, no, you stay here. You must stay here. He said, and serve the Vaishnavas. He said, what's a Vaishnava? Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who's chanted Hare Krishna even once. So that may seem like an exaggeration, but that's the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should offer respect in our hearts to anyone who's chanted Hare Krishna even once. And then, among those persons, someone who's taken initiation, he's considered madhyam and should be offered obeisances. One who's received a bona fide Vaishnava initiation should be considered madhyam and offered obeisances. These are the external features of devotional service to keep us honest and keep us sincere and keep us pure. And then what was the uttam? He said, among those, one will be seen to be very carefully and strictly following all the principles and chanting all their rounds and always thinking of how to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. He should be accepted as Uttamadhikari and he should be given everything. And then of course there's that sentence just after that where Prabhupada said, so one should be careful to select an Uttamadhikari as a guru. And now they take that one sentence and they leave out the qualifying descriptions of what that means in that context that Prabhupada was giving, and they'll only have, you know, one in the whole world or something like that. Purport by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, paraphrase by Prabhupada of Bhaktisiddhanta's purport. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the world leader, was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and purified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastika, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is especially unclean, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridyantakstoya Bhadrani.
to wash away all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. There's another purport in which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the result of chanting Hare Krishna without trying to give up offenses. This is an important part of what attentive chanting means. Attentive chanting doesn't just mean that you bite your tongue or your lip and keep your mind from going here and there and here and there. That's part of it. This is another part. The effort. Spiritual life is not stereotyped. It is individual. Each one of us is an individual soul. Each one of us has an individual relationship with Krishna. And each one of those relationships is different. It's inconceivable. It's unlimited variety. And this is the cause of the varieties of life within this material and the spiritual worlds. None of us, because we're not the same person, can agree on everything. No one. Therefore, even in the spiritual world, sometimes there's disagreements. Krishna wanted Arjun to marry Subhadra, and Baladev wanted, Duryodhana to marry Subhadra, and the whole thing happened as a result. Because of individuality, because each one of us is an individual person. So we have to learn this art of cultivating individuality and at the same time apply spiritual life in the way that we can see the oneness. Not one all or one the other, both. This was Lord Chaitanya's message to the world. This was his philosophy. And to actually apply the philosophy into our lives practically, we must literally assimilate and see this philosophy, Achintya, Veda Veda Tattva. And it's progressive. From the instructions of the Gita, which are like the ABCs, Prabhupada used to say, the ABCs of spiritual life. Like I was using the example of the arithmetic, how we know those multiplication and division and addition and subtraction tables off the heart. We have to know the Gita. Not that you have to be a scholar, but you have to know means you have to apply. You have to hear, you have to understand, and you have to apply. How many verses of the Gita are talking about being equipoised in the face of material duality? How many verses? Anyone counted? I haven't counted either. But I know that it's a lot. Because I remember many of the verses. I could quote them, but it will take too much time. A good percentage of the verses in the Gita discuss this point. How we should not be disturbed. And not only that, but particularly when Krishna says, which devotees are dear to him, and especially dear to him, at the end of the 12th chapter, it comes out a lot. It comes out a lot. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities. This means one who preaches. Who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me,
Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. He for whom no one is put into difficulty, and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress. Here it is again. Equipoised in happiness and distress. Fear and anxiety is very dear to me. He never says that the fear and anxiety will completely go away as long as you're in this material world. This material world is what it is. It's Dukkhalayama Shashvatam. It was created by Krishna like that for a purpose. To reclaim, to correct, to demonstrate to the soul why living separate from Him is not a very good idea. My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. That doesn't mean, Srila Prabhupada elaborated, that we don't try very hard to work hard and organize ourselves and our internally, externally, individually, collectively, to give others Krishna consciousness. Sakta karmanya vidvanso yata kurvanti bharata kuryat vidvans yata shaktis chakirshu lakusambraham. Here again, Krishna is saying, an attached person may act a certain way, and an unattached person may act in the same way, but for a different reason. And what is that? Chakirshu lakusangraham, for the benefit of others, for the example of others. Here Lord Chaitanya is showing us by His personal example how to cleanse the heart and how to keep cleaning. Not we just clean it and that's it. No, how to keep cleaning. Deep cleaning. This is what's required. Deep cleaning. One who is equal to friends and enemies. One who is equal to friends and enemies. In another purport, I think in verse 13, he says, a pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances, nor is he envious of anyone. Nor does a devotee become the enemy of his enemies. You may not have an enemy, but that doesn't mean that other people are not going to think that you're their enemy. Yudhishthira was a Jatashatru. He had no enemies. But how many people thought that they were his enemies? Lots when they fought the battle of Kurukshetra. But the pure devotee does not become the enemy of the enemy. This is all these things are meant to be assimilated into our character to the point where they're fixed in our character. So we will be undisturbed in mind and heart and activities. Why? So that we can think of Krishna. And how is it that we are able to think of Krishna under that circumstance? Because mukto yaksa chame priyaha. Such a person is very dear to Krishna. You become very dear to Krishna by behaving properly. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, Prabhupada quoted it many times, don't try to see Krishna. Try to act in such a way that Krishna will come to see you. Because unless Krishna comes to see you, you can't see Krishna. Krishna has to choose you. And who does He choose? He chooses those who are pure at heart. He chooses those who have given up finding faults in others. Everyone in this material world has faults. Everyone. If you want to look for the faults in others, you're going to have a real heyday, I'll tell you. There's no dearth of faults to find.
And at the end of your life, you will have a whole basket full of faults to take with you. We have to stop finding the faults in others, and we have to go inside our own hearts and find those faults, those problems, and own those problems ourselves, and then kick them out. We have that capacity. Why do we have that capacity? Because Krishna is sitting in our hearts. And He gives us intelligence. Sarvasya, vidhi sanavishto. Sarvasya chaham, vidhi sanavishto. Mattak, smitir, gyanam, apoanam cha. You can't forget Maya without being empowered by Krishna. And you can't even forget Krishna without being empowered by Krishna. That's how dependent we are on Krishna. That's our position. The pure devotee thinks, this person is acting as my enemy due to my own past misdeeds. Therefore, it is better to suffer than to protest. But we're busy protesting at every moment, at every second, trying to find the reasons why this is wrong, why we can't do this, why we have this problem, that problem. And we're always looking out there to find out why, when the fact is, it's here, inside our hearts. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when the faults of others disturb you, look inside. Find your own faults. And always remember that no one can hurt you. You can only hurt yourself. I'll repeat. No one can hurt you. You can only hurt yourself. We can't control what other people say or do, how they behave. That is beyond our power. But what we can control is our response. How we respond to how people act and treat us. That is within our control only. And that is what we must do in order to have a clean heart, an equipoised mind, so that our hearts can want to think of Krishna. What to speak of? Think of Krishna. Without an equipoised, clean heart, you can't think of Krishna. You can't even want to think of Krishna. So here's what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says about those of us who chant without trying to avoid offenses. The verse, if one does not distinguish between the Bhakti Lata creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water is misused because the other creepers are nourished while the Bhakti Lata creeper is curtailed. Even if you're chanting Hare Krishna, even if you're chanting Hare Krishna, if you don't pull the weeds, if you don't try, that water will go to the weeds. It will not go to the creeper. It's not that just because you're chanting that you're safe. Purport. If one chants the Hare Krishna mantra while committing offenses, these unwanted creepers will grow. One should not take advantage of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra for some material profit. As mentioned in verse 159, Nishidhachara kutinati jiva hingsana Laba, puja, pratishtadi, yata, upashaka, gana. The unwanted creepers have been described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Are you still with me? Arivo. Still with me? Is it too much? Okay. The unwanted creepers have been described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He states that if one hears and chants without trying to give up offenses, One becomes materially attached to sense gratification. One may also desire freedom from material bondage, like the Mayavadis. Or one may become attached to the yoga cities and desire wonderful yogic powers. If one is attached to wonderful material activities, one is called city lobby, greedy for material perfection. One may also be victimized by diplomatic or crooked behavior. Or one may associate with women for illicit sex. One may make a show of devotional service, like the Prakriti Sahajas. Or one may try to support his philosophy by joining some caste or identifying himself with a certain dynasty. You got it? There's all kinds of dynasties. I won't elaborate on that. Claiming a monopoly on spiritual advancement. You have to go to this guru only. Only if you go to this guru. Only my guru. Nobody else's guru really understands. Or only Prabhupada. No one else. Thus, with the support of family tradition, one may become a pseudo-guru or so-called spiritual master. One may become attached to the four sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat-eating. Or one may consider a Vaishnav to belong to a mundane caste or creed. One may think, this is a Hindu Vaishnav. This is a European Vaishnav. European Vaishnavas are not allowed to enter the temples. In other words, one may consider Vaishnavas in terms of birth, thinking one a Brahmana Vaishnava, another a Shudra Vaishnava, another a Mlecha Vaishnava, and so on. One may also try to carry out a professional business by means of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra or reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Or one may try to increase his monetary strength by illegal means. Oops. Also, one may become a cheap Vaishnava by trying to chant in a secluded place for material adoration. Or one may desire mundane reputation, making compromises with non-devotees concerning one's philosophy or spiritual life. I hope you're taking notes mentally. Or one may become a supporter of an hereditary caste system, only Prabhupada disciples. All these are pitfalls of personal sense gratification. Just to cheat some innocent people, one makes a show of advanced spiritual life and becomes known as a sadhu, mahatma, or religious person. All this means that the so-called devotee has become victimized by all these unwanted creepers, and that the real creeper, the Bhakti Lata, has been stunted. Now, I'm at a crossroads here. I'm about ready to read a four-page purport. Maybe I should just read the purport and be quiet. I need guidance. Can somebody give me guidance here? Is anybody capable of giving me guidance here? It is now 9:10. What time does the class usually end? Huh? 10 o'clock?
Or 9 o'clock, that's what I thought. I got a big mouth, what can I do? I was born like this. Hare Krishna. Can't shut up. Such a wonderful purport. I'd really like to read it. Makes so many good points. But it's late. I don't think I can do it. I need permission from some authority. Has anyone got the authority to give me permission? I mean, it's been since 1995. I'm trying to catch up for lost time. I got 15 years to make up in one sitting. Okay, I guess I can't get away with it. It was a good try, though. I'm trying. I think that purport said it all. Bhaktisiddhanta's commentary on that verse said it all. If you analyze very carefully all those points, every anomaly that we can ever imagine that has happened to us individually and collectively, both before Prabhupada and after Prabhupada left, are contained in there. If you analyze carefully. Therefore, the one thing, the one switch, that if you switch it on, it will light up your heart and everyone else's heart. Will make you dear to everyone and everyone dear to you. Krishna says. You know the verse? Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvanapi nalapyate. If you don't want to become caught again by the material modes, kurvanapi nalapyate. If you want to be dear to others, if you want everyone to be dear to you, then yoga yukto, perform devotional service, vishuddhatma, purely. Vijitatma jitendriya, use your senses to properly engage in devotional service. I think I just interrupted myself. Where was I? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So look within, find your own faults, don't find the faults of others. Know that no one can hurt you. You can only hurt yourself. And even when it seems overwhelming, even when it seems everyone's being unfair, don't pay any attention. This is what it means. This is what the verse means. Ahaituki apratiyata yayatma supersediti. The flow of devotional service, once it actually starts from the heart, cannot be stopped by anything. As long as you continue. As long as you try. And don't stop trying under any circumstance to chant Hare Krishna purely. As long as you try, that's the one switch that I was talking about. The one switch to try to chant Hare Krishna without offense. And to continually try, and don't stop trying, to chant Hare Krishna without offense. And if you do that one thing, then everything will come one after the other. But it's not mechanical. It requires your effort. And it requires Krishna's reciprocation to that effort. So this is some of the meanings of the pastime of the Gundicha Marjana, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And one last thing that's in the purport that I was going to highlight that I didn't get to is that the symptom of one who doesn't do that is that he stops preaching. Don't go off by yourself and try to be a Manjari. You can't get there like that in this age. You can't imitate the Goswamis. Follow in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps, who is the personification, the embodiment of the teachings of all the previous acharyas, and preach your brains out. Preach your brains out. Always use your intelligence to try to figure out how to help others. And you will attract the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by His mercy, you will be overwhelmed. And you will get Srimati Radharani's mercy. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Okay, we're very late. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.